Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Tune In Game In Podcast. This is episode 69. I'm one of your hosts, Nick, Retro Nick, and joining me tonight is Warren.
Hello.
Okay, and in place of Gaz, who can't be with us tonight because he's got another bug to deal with, we got Joe in his place. Welcome back, Joe.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Yep, and just before we continue, there's something I need to admit to if anyone isn't aware that last week we did record episode 69, but due to technical problems on my side and mostly due to recording, partly due to myself being stupid, lost most of the episode. I mean, part of the episode is still recorded, but there's not enough really there to put a full episode. I mean, I might put something together from it, but there's not much I can do to salvage it, unfortunately, which is a real shame because that was one of the best episodes we did record on the podcast. I mean, Warren, you were there, obviously, because you had Gaz there and Ariel as well.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to do a recap on Facebook as much as I can remember. I was like, okay, I'm running out of information, so I'll stop here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot we did because we did a trivia quiz, third one, and did got some good questions and answers and funny scenarios happened, especially with a GTA question when something happened to Ariel's relating to robbery or something. At the same time, we're asking a GTA question, but I just wish we still had the moment. But I don't know. Maybe it's meant to be in a way because it's Valentine's Day has just gone and it's episode 69. So do that information what you will. So
it was still fun. That was really fun.
Yeah, it's still fun. Yeah, I mean, hopefully we can do another one again. So apologies to you, Warren, and apologies to Gaz and Ariel for happened as well.
But we learned stuff, so, you know, I did not know that was at Atari Tina with me. So, I learned something either way, so.
Yeah, well, it was good fun, so hopefully, when I get a chance to do a new trivia quiz, we can try it again. Hopefully next time it'll stay as it is, but. But shall we get started with the first topic?
Yes, sir. What's that first topic?
Okay, first topic is about the craze about Flappy Birds.
Oh my!
Me, can't believe we haven't talked about this before, but it's only grabbed my attention recently. So, just want to get what your thoughts are on the game in general.
Yeah, I don't know what the craze that I don't know. It's just there's like two other games that were released back in 2000 on Newgrounds. You tap screen a helicopter game. I'm sure before we started talking, I'm gonna talk about this. But yeah, someone pointed that out saying, yeah, this game is just another version of that game, the helicopter. So
that's exactly what I thought. It just looked what is it saying? Plays like helicopter. You can't touch the ceiling or the floor, but in this case, it would be like a little bird flapping in between Mario pipes, so you can't hit the top of the pipes or the bottom of the pipes or anything. So basically, the aim is to get as far as you can without dying.
Yeah, did you ever play it?
I haven't, no, and I don't plan to, even if it was still available on the App Store.
I mean, I downloaded it before they removed it, way before they even thought about removing it. I said, you know what, let me just download this, and, you know, because I didn't, like I said, like Candy Crush, I didn't download that until after I talked to you and Gaz. Because to me, it looked like a ripoff of Columns and Mean Bean Machine and what was it? The game? Bejeweled. So I said, eh. So Flappy Bird, I said, you know what? It's only like, I think it was like 7 megabytes or something like that. It wasn't that big. I downloaded it and I was like, why is everybody downloading this? I want to say, but when you think about it, versus like, it's like you versus a person that's never played a video game before. You know, they play it, and yeah, it's short and quick, and they understand the rules, and I guess that's why it caught on, I guess. I don't know. I still don't see it. I played it for maybe like 5 minutes, you know, because I said, oh, let's see what I can get. I maybe got five top, but I'm just baffled at this game catching on fire, well, quote unquote, catching on fire, if you want to call it that. Because it's not really, you know, an office and talking, like, how, if save me, you're sitting somewhere and, you know, messing around, but I wouldn't call it game. I shouldn't say that because it's not fair, but at the same time, it's like, that's not gaming.
Well, pretty much it's the most basic game you can play. What do you think, Derek?
I did give in and I did download it, but because I've got Windows Phone, it didn't come to that until like 2 days before it got took down off the App Store. And I found it really, really like a rubbish app, and like, I wouldn't even consider it, like Warren said, that much of a game. I just consider it something which just takes up way too much of your time. And personally, I wouldn't say I got addicted to it, but I did play it a fair bit. And that's mainly because like my friends and everyone, they were all playing it and we were trying to see who ended up with the high score. So, like, yeah. It was sort of peer pressure,
yeah.
Like, downloading it. But, I don't know, I found it fun for about 10 minutes, and then it bored me really quickly. But I keep going back to it and having, like, one go every now and then.
Yeah, I almost did that, but I was like, I could be playing Angry Birds. So, and I have, like, five different versions of that. So, I was like, you know, for people, I guess, you know, for people who, you know, who can't dedicate time to actually playing a game, I guess it's, you know, it's kind of perfect for those kind of people. To me, it's the equivalent of seeing how many times you can tap your toes together perfectly without messing up. I don't know if you ever did that before, where you have dress shoes on and you're tapping them so fast that you're trying to line them up, and then eventually, you know, your heel goes over the top part of your shoe or something like that. I don't know if you ever did that before. To me, that's the equivalent of it, basically. You know, kind of keeping yourself busy somewhat.
I mean, I found it fun, but like after the first 5 minutes, the fun had gone and the frustration just started.
How far? I'm just gonna ask how far did you ever get?
I got 39.
Wow, that's a lot.
I had a friend, like, not even joking, she got 111.
Ooh.
Did you tell her? Huh?
Way too much time on her hands.
Did you say get a life? Like, yeah, use about 80,000 getting there.
But she's like one of the people that otherwise would never have picked up a game except for something like, I don't know, maybe Animal Crossing for like 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. See, and that's what I'm trying to say. And see, that's what the world is headed into now, with people who normally don't play games and something like that. And keep in mind, this person, he didn't even charge it for the game. He just got paid for the apps, I mean, for the ads. So,
yeah.
I think he got paid something like 5,000 or 50,000 a day, I think.
Yeah.
He was netting 50 grand a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is impressive. So it's not very clear exactly why, but it took it down. And for anyone who still has Flappy Birds on the foot phone, I mean, some people are selling their foot phones for thousands of pounds.
Yeah, I saw
with,
that.
With the app on.
Yeah, I don't believe.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I don't believe it. If someone can show me that someone's actually gonna pay that, hey, I'll sell you my iPad 3 with Flappy Birds and about $3,000 worth of software on it, all legitimate. And with an emulator that's legitimate on it. Granted, I think it's locked now because I don't add things to it, but yes.
I did see one that sold for $3,000. It was an iPhone 5S with it on it. That's the only one I've seen sell for something ridiculous.
That's not too bad, kind of. It depends on your ex in China. I think you can get that phone by itself for that much, I think. But I've seen some phone was going for like $100,000 or something like that. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So, but I think it's just troll bids, you know.
Yeah,
it can't be that real. I mean, for some people, it's probably not a nice little casual game to play, but in no way is it worth that much for the app. And besides, I'm sure there's some way of converting the app and putting it on other phones. I mean, I'm not sure the method used exactly to do that, but I'm sure there's some ways you can get the app transferred onto other phones.
Mm-hmm. It's still on Windows phone.
Yeah, be careful downloading any converts or anything now, because scammers are making it basically what you just said. But when you load it into your phone, like say Android, because that's what was actually targeted, it'll pop up saying, hey, put in your cell phone number or put in your social security number or whatever, your ID number, whatever, something that's very important. And some people are doing it, and the scammers taking the application and creating new identity. So if you side loaded it, it's put your data in a game or anything that's considered entertainment, you know. I mean, people should know that, but, you know, I almost got scammed once. I don't know if you remember that on Facebook where it says win a PlayStation, I think, 3. I think this is before I bought mine. It said win a PlayStation 3, and I watched the ad for maybe like 2 months. And I was like, you know what, this must be, it has to be kind of, I guess, kind of real. You know, but, originally I said, oh, it's, you know, I don't do contests. I'll go buy what I want. And eventually I went in and said, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and fill this out. That way it'll leave me alone. Well, it started asking really personal questions, like 5 questions in, like, what's your mother's maiden name? Okay. So what town are you born in? Oh, what is your something, something? Then it said something about social security number. And then I said, oh, no. And so I went back and erased all my data and put in fake data.
Yeah.
So, you know, if anything, any kind of contest or anything online asks you for any personal information, such as your mother's maiden name, any numbers you need for your birth certificate or anything like that, do not give that information out. You know?
Yeah, that's when you got to be careful of in this day and age. I mean, could easily just fall for something. I think something's genuine, but often this is probably the best advice. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So,
mm-hmm, yep.
So win a PS3, PS4, Xbox One, or whatever the prize is, or I mean, if it's generally not from a source you can rely on, then maybe it's worth going for. But if it's not from a reliable source, then it's not really worth it. So
yeah, and check your URLs too, because there's some people who will get like PayPal. I've had two forums saying, "Oh, there's an issue with your PayPal account, and we're gonna freeze all your funds in your PayPal account." Click the link.
Yeah, I've had that.
Mm-hmm. And I report the first one to PayPal, but I did not report the second one, which I'm sad to say because I was so busy. But if you look at the link, if it doesn't say, like, okay, say they go to tuneinpodcast.com, I'm just using that as an example, and you had a contest running, and then someone else like me, I went and bought a TuneIn podcast. It looks exactly like yours, except for that little A. I got everything. Everything looks just like yours, but mine has a little scam on the bottom of it. So when they fill out that form, I ask for all that information, and people will fill it out. And I'm like, check those URLs before you fill out anything. You know, because don't get me wrong, I'm smart enough to catch most of that stuff. I never push send. As soon as, if I'm doing a contest, because they used to do that, it used to be legal here in Florida, where they would do that, where you go to like little computer fairs and stuff, and they'll take all your information. I'm like, no, that's okay. You won't be getting my information. I want to win, but you know what? The trouble you're going to cause me, I can just go buy it. You know, the contest costs $5, and next thing you know, you've been scammed at about $400. Thing going to cost $50. You know, so, but yeah. The Flappy Birds, I was going to also say, have you seen any of the clones? They have a lot of clones out now, which is crazy.
Yeah, I've seen some clones about. I mean, I haven't downloaded any of them because again, it looks like a really simple game. I'm sure for about 5 minutes it might be fun to like try and challenge yourself, see how far you can get. But it's not a game as you say, that not much of a game because it's more basic than some of the older games. I mean, if you look back to the Atari 2600, I mean, that's got a joystick and a button, and that has more controls than Flappy Birds does. So it's just amazing to think all these years later, we reduced that to a more basic control of pressing one button or tapping.
No buttons, it's tapping.
Yeah, tapping, so there's not even a button now.
But the thing is, the clones, like, although Flappy Bird's ridiculously basic, they still can't seem to get the game mechanics right, and it still just feels off.
One of my other friends, I'm not sure, I can't remember if it was Retro Matto, he posted a lot of clones, and actually they're pretty decent. There's a thing called Dragon Rush and Run Pixie Run. I think Run Pixie Run does not have sound. And me and my friend, you know, he doesn't really care for those kind of games, but we ended up actually playing those games for like 20 minutes laughing, trying to beat each other's score. I'll put a link in Facebook, but I'll try to find those links again and put them in there because they're kind of fun, but they're on PC. I think they can work on like Android, but not too well on Apple. But they're basically the same thing, but a little more colorful and a lot more entertaining, way more entertaining. It's the same.
The Flash version of Flappy Bird still available. No, there's the PC version of Flappy Birds where you use the space bar, and that's like a pretty good clone. It's not made by the same person, but that's not bad. But like the ones like Flappy Fish and Iron Pants are absolutely awful.
Okay, I didn't look at those. I heard about the Flappy Fish, but I thought it was fake. So I think, you know, I mean, I've been giving it more attention than I should have, you know. But you know, like you said, it was good for 10 minutes, but and only because you're playing it as a group. By yourself, you would never play that game. You know, unless you're like trapped in an elevator or something. But most likely you have other games, you know, real games, as I like to say. But
yeah,
I mean that's. I mean.
Go ahead. I take like my Vita with me whenever I go out. So like, the only time I'd ever play any mobile game is if my Vita died, and the chance of me playing Flappy Birds is like 1 in a million.
Nah, I mean, in mine, I don't think it even reaches that roster, because I have too many other games I could play. I'm sorry, I do. I have way too many games I could play, you know. And usually I kind of stop and like, okay, what game should I play? And by the time I think of what game I should play, 2 hours have passed by, because I played them all in my head. So, you know, I know you've been there where you're like, I have all these games, which one should I play? No, I don't want to play that one. Yeah, I don't want to play that one. But I will say I'm playing Kingdom Rush, you know, I'm trying to get all the stars on that, so I'll probably play that. Or Battle, I'm forgetting the game now. Battle Heart, I like that one too. I'm on the last level, but I need to go back and level up.
Yeah, I reckon overall there's a sort of charm to these simplistic games. I mean, if you look back to old arcade games like Pac-Man, Space Invaders, Pong even, I mean, those are basic, simple games which you can play for a few minutes, or have, depends how good you are, could play for maybe an hour or two.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but for me personally, Flappy Birds isn't really a game I'm going to be going crazy over, so I'm not going to go out and find a copy or spend thousands of pounds on a phone which happened to have Flappy Birds on. I mean, I'm sure it's been 5 minutes, but then it's a clone of other games that have done the same thing before, but I don't know what this craze is about a bird that looks like a fish going through pipes, and not really sure what the appeal is, and I'm surprised Nintendo hasn't really looked at suing the creator for using the images of the pipes.
Yeah, the pipes have changed just enough, I think. They've changed just enough. They look very familiar, but that doesn't mean they are. But when I saw it, that's the first thing I kind of thought of. Because at one time, I did want Nintendo to put some games on iOS, but looking at how people pirate so much, you know, it scares me a little bit. I mean, honestly, it makes no sense, because I'm kind of a hypocrite when I say that, because people are emulating the games anyway since, like, what? 2000, so, and they're still making money off the game, so, you know, piracy is not an issue, I don't think, because, you know, but it does scare me just a little bit, but I really shouldn't be afraid, because Nintendo is everywhere, and, you know, if they put some of the old Nintendo games onto the iOS and Android platform, I think they would open up even more, even though, you know, the emulators are out there, but those people don't even know what an emulator is, so, you know.
Yeah. But Nintendo did say, like, I've seen this on Pat the NES Punk, one of his videos, so I'm not sure, like, how true it is. But Nintendo said that they didn't want to go onto iOS because they felt it, like, cheapened the company.
I don't think so. I mean, at one time, I will say I did think that for 1 second, but I don't want them making brand new Nintendo games. I want the old libraries to come forward. But also, what I want for the iOS is what I already want for Wii U and 3DS. So, you know.
Yeah.
Please, that's.
But, like, I don't think platformers work that well with, like, touch controls, like, in terms of phone ones. Because remember when they bought, when Sega bought that Sonic 4 to iOS? That, I thought that controlled really bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I should have continued. Only with 8-bit support. Sega did go back and remake the Sonic. They updated it, the Sonic Sonic 1, and it's actually a little bit Sega's version. And it plays really well with the Bluetooth control, with the 8-bitty. Oh, it's awesome, you know. I enjoy it. But I think I posted it. I'm not sure if I posted it, but I also have Bonk's Adventure with the TurboGrafx app. But it does not support Bluetooth, so therefore, yeah, those on-street controls are awful. I tried to play it, but I don't know how to say it without sounding bad. But it's like playing a video game by sticking your fingertips in holes and hoping you get it right when you slide your finger. that's how I feel. And it's like, this does not feel natural. So I just quit playing altogether. And don't even think about playing, what was that one game? Salamander. Or AKA Life Course. Don't even think about trying to play that game on iPad with touch controls. That game is awful. Looks very good and sounds awesome, but the controls are just. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of place for Nintendo to go onto Android or iOS. I mean, potentially, because if you think about it, Microsoft have got their own little Xbox Live app as well. So yeah. So you could do like not necessarily something like that, but something similar along lines of something maybe like a news app. So updates on the latest apps coming to. Tender devices, so 3DS, get new 3DS games or Wii U games.
Yeah.
So, just, I mean, something like that. I mean, it doesn't have to be like a overly expensive and overly complex app. It could be just like a simple news app for Nintendo. Yeah.
They can't comprehend that. We have I'm Nintendo and you're you. We already have that. It's Nintendo.it. Visit Nintendo.com to see all upcoming news. That's what they would say. I know it sounds bad, but now after this announcement they just made, I almost started crying because they just thought about putting DS games on the Wii U, and that was supposed to be my rollout for last year, you know, until Zelda U is announced again, you know. But that announcement shows me that they're not even thinking about integration. My thing was is that they're going to integrate the 3DS into the Wii. Then bring Virtual Console with all, you know, the big library of the old Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Game Boy, and then eventually Game Boy Advance games. And I thought they were going to roll all that stuff out by about this time, about the summer. They should be announcing the GBA games. And then the DS games, Zelda U comes out. I mean, you know, because there's so many fans, I shouldn't say it, but, you know, there's a lot of fans out there now that kids who have not played a Nintendo game. And that would have been a perfect opportunity to introduce those games with the parents who were the kids who played the games back in the day. Say, yeah, back in the day, this is what we played. You know, if I have a friend who has a daughter, I didn't know he had a daughter. his name is Arkanox. I think you're friends with him. Arkanox. And he was letting her play. He didn't want her to play. She's only 5 years old. He didn't want her to play Zelda Ocarina of Time because he thought the controls were too hard for her. But he just, you know, sat her on the couch and let her just, you know, do whatever. And she enjoyed it because she's learning how to walk around, chase the chickens and stuff. And he says, I did not know that she had that much fun doing stuff. Like, she's only five, you know, getting the controls and everything down. But they should do something, and they need to hurry up.
Yeah, they need to do something. I mean, not to dwell on the Nintendo Direct presentation at all, but while the 3DS presentation part was good, there was some good games coming out for the 3DS. There wasn't really much for the Wii U side of things. A couple of exclusives, mostly like cross-platforms, like Super Smash Bros., which was on the 3DS, as well as the Wii U.
Did you hear what they was going to try and do, though, with that, but they couldn't do it? They was going to try and get it so that, like, it was sort of cross-play, so, like, you could play it on 3DS against someone on the Wii U, but they said they couldn't manage that. And I think that, like, would have really worked out well for Nintendo.
Yeah, that's exactly what we've been on about for weeks. That's what Nintendo needs to do. Like, that sort of thing would be cool. So that someone who does have a Wii U and friends who have the 3DSs could come over and then play, so what one could play on the TV and one can play, and the others can play on the 3DSs. It's cross-play download. I mean, it's possible. I mean, I don't know how compatibility-wise it would work, but I think there should be some connectivity at least, or maybe like character transfers or unlocking secret levels. So if you have the 3DS version, you can unlock special levels in the Wii U version on the 3DS version.
Well, okay. My thing was back in 2011. I think it was 2011, 2012. Yeah, 2011, cause that's when it was announced, wasn't it? But I was at a friend's house with my 3DS, and I keep telling the same story over and over. And I just happened to have my 3DS open when I was in my friend's room, and he does Japanese imports. So, you know, I know you've seen Melty Blood and Guilty Gear, and you know how to, when they activate all their magic moves and stuff, the screen lights up and you see all these targets and stuff fly everywhere. And I happened to be looking through my 3DS at his TV, and the first thing that popped in my mind was, oh my gosh, if Nintendo released a Battle Clash U, well, I shouldn't say U, Wii is what I said, that would be so awesome. Because basically it's like me and you, I'll say me and Nick, or say all three of us, okay, Joe has a controller, and you have a controller, and I have the 3DS. It's all three of us. It's two-player game, but three people are playing it. I have the 3DS, and I know you guys are kind of, some of you are old school, and some people aren't, but I'll just say you're old school. You know how to play, hey, aim for the arm, aim for the leg, and see which one is weak. Well, in these games, the 3DS would be like your eyes, and I'm a digital person, so I would hold it up and say, okay, go for his arm. Okay, now go for his leg, and basically you have to go in the right order, and it helps you find it out, you know, faster. Or say that both you guys are on, you know, say Joe is at his home, and Nick, you're at your house, but I'm at your house that day, and you guys are playing, I'm just going to say, Harry Potter. And somehow you go like, something keeps stabbing me. And you're like, what do you mean? And it's like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, you know, Joe is online, and you don't realize that he's in your game wearing an invisible cloak. Well, with my 3DS, you know, I hit the little download button, you know, because the 3DS, just like the DSi, has a download button where it downloads the app for you, so you both have the same game. Well, I will look at your screen and say, there's some guy in an invisible cloak stabbing you in your corner, and he's taking your gold. And now you realize that Joe has been coming into your room all week long because you couldn't see him doing that. He would just stab you really quick and just leave and won't say anything. You know, I have friends who would do that, you know, in games. But that's what I thought the 3DS was going to be like, you know, like a second of three, basically the 3D part of 3D for the Wii. But then they showed that neighborhood game. I'm not sure if you watched when they revealed the Wii, they showed this like gun peripheral with the tablet on it. And when I saw that, I was like, that's exactly what I thought they were going to do with the Wii, with the 3DS. That when they're gonna announce it, but then they said the Wii U, and I was like, well, that doesn't make much sense. But okay, at least we get it. But they haven't even done half of what I just said. You don't even use a tablet in the manner that I just said. I mean, could you imagine having two 3DSs, one tablet, playing an online version of Ghostbusters where you had to put your 3DS in this little claptrap and put it in front of a TV, and it makes it look like the ghost when you catch it. With your Wii remote, it makes it like you're actually really shooting it, and it goes down into it, and you can see it go down into your unit, and it actually saves it there, and you actually start trading ghosts, kind of like Pokemon and stuff, for people to collect. You know, but obviously, since Joe just said what he said, they said, oh, it's too hard to do that. That's too hard to do, then. Half the stuff I dreamed of is too hard to do.
Remember the Game Boy Advance integration with the GameCube, where like you could do it on Four Swords on Zelda, and there were some other games as well that you could do it on. I thought that worked really well, and that would have like really done well if they could have done that with 3DS and Wii U.
Yeah, if you could do that with the GameCube and the Game Boy Advance, it shouldn't really be that difficult to do it on the 3DS and the Wii U. I mean, you wouldn't have thought so, because I mean, back then you have to connect them up by cables, and now you got all this wireless technology. You think It'd be more simple to integrate, but apparently not.
Well, yeah. It's the bad thing, and this is the reason why I got upset when they announced that they're just thinking about bringing the DS games to the Wii U. They did not plan for this, and if they didn't plan for it, which, like you're saying, I thought the same thing, but like when I build websites or build any kind of Flash app, the way I build my stuff is where I can go in and change my graphics out really fast, not go search through thousands of lines of code and say, okay, up there is a GIF I need to change, and it's GIF 000777. No. I have GIF background or whatever it is. I have it named, so I can go in really quick, change it out. It's like, wow, Warren, you changed it off the past. Like, yeah, because that's how I set my files up. I set my files to be quickly changed in the future, not something where it's like, wow, that's really complicated. That's, you know, one build and that's it. Kind of like the issue with Killer Instinct, but not trying to switch over to Killer Instinct. Nintendo did not build the 3DS, nor the DSi, nor the Wii or the Wii U to integrate themselves. Granted, they could, and that's why I say they should just first they need to go ahead and reprogram the Wii U to work with the Virtual Console more. They're on the right steps to get the accounts and things set up, which they should have thought about that from the get-go, but they didn't. So they're reprogramming it, and the only reason why I can speak like I'm speaking now, because they did do a quote-unquote okay job with the latest 3DS update, where it now has a Miiverse on it, which is pretty nice. You can now talk to people and stuff like that, but you can't, like, you know, say your name and stuff like that. But they just need to reprogram it so that the Wii U works better with the Virtual Console. Once that's set up and they work out all the bugs, networks just great, then us, the people who have the 3DSs, should get an update where now it's basically they should allow these fans who not only have a 3DS but have a Wii U to be able to all Virtual Console games. When you buy it on one console, it should be free. Or better yet, you know, jack the price up, say, hey, you want on both consoles? Normally it costs $2.99. So you want on both, it's going to be $4.99. So it's kind of like a little double the price, almost, not quite, which is a, you know, it's a great benefit. But on top of that, like you're just saying, integrating it where you can actually use it to play games. I would love to be able to go to my friend's house and play a game of Mario 3 World 2 where that we're playing a custom level that we built on the Wii, and I have my 3DS or I have the tablet, either or. And as they're walking across the stage, I can draw in, like, bad guys and whatever, and they just pop on the screen, and it's like, okay, I'm going to drop, like, a ton of bricks, so you can't get over them. You know, something like that, but...
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, you know, and I've always wanted a game like that since Super Nintendo, but it was supposed to be God versus You, where I was in a Diablo-type phase back then. But I wanted a game where it's kind of like Knights of the Round is basically what I wanted, but I wanted where... I'm sitting behind you, so you can't see what I'm doing. So I'm drawing like bad guys and thunderstorms and stuff, and you're playing it in 2D as you're going, like Final Fight, basically, but where I get to draw all the bad guys, and that's what I wanted. And you know, they never really brought it out yet, but you know, until they can get creative again, you know, we have to wait.
Mm. Well, like, not to that level of integration, but if you think about it, like the PS3 does it slightly with the Vita because you can use the Vita in a few games. But like that buying thing as well, like if you buy some games on PS3, then you can do it on Vita. Like you can with Retro City Rampage, you can buy that and cross-play it on either and carry on your game on either. And it's like that as well with a few other PS Store ones. So if they did that on Nintendo, that would, I think, as well, would ramp up sales of the Wii U.
I wanted something similar. I wanted something similar to that. Where, like, say you're, okay, like, I don't know if you've been in such a, well, see, I was born in the 80s, and when your mom and your dad say, hey, it's time for us to go to the store or go somewhere, and you're in the middle of Zelda, and you've been playing for like a half an hour and you haven't saved it, you really don't want to leave. Well, I mean, of course, now we have save states, but I would love it where, if, like, say if me, you, and, okay, all three of us decide to go somewhere today on a road trip, and it's about 3 hours. Okay, I've been playing Zelda, Link to the Past. Okay, it just released it for the 3DS, so. But just say I bought it on the Virtual Console, which means I have it on the 3DS, and I have it on my Wii, on the Wii U, and I was playing on my Wii U. Well, I want to take my save with me, so I'll hit a button saying, hey, going mobile. Automatically, in one button push, in about a minute or so, you see this activation where it shows where it says, taking save file with you, and it shows on the Wii U on the screen, and it shows me the progress. It says, okay, you can go now, and it just lets me know, hey, you're saved now. So when we're on the road, I can keep playing, and then when I come back, I can say, I'm home now. When I get home, I turn my Wii U, it automatically knows my 3DS has my mobile file on it, and then it saves my file to the hard drive on my Wii U, and this should be a seamless interaction, which is basically kind of, I got that from actually from Sega Dreamcast with the VMU, which you know it didn't work like that, but that's what I've always wanted. Something and take my Google game with me, but also keep my save at home at the same time and pick up what I saw, you know. So, but yeah, Nintendo needs to think about that integration a little bit more. So.
It really does, yeah. I mean, simple things like that just have to be overly complex. Just like simple little features will make it worth not only the 3DS, but also the Wii U, which makes, if more people have it, then obviously more software can be produced for it, as other companies say, oh, Wii U's doing pretty well and the 3DS is doing pretty well, let's do something in between. So what if you play one game on the Wii U, you can do something on the 3DS version. I mean, that's just like simple. Yeah, it'll be quite effective, I think, if they could somehow integrate it. I mean, I wouldn't. And not to discredit Nintendo, I don't think that they're the best hardware company out there, but software-wise, they have got the capability of doing that. So if we can get maybe hire someone who might know a thing or two about this sort of thing, and then from there learn what how they can integrate multiple games into one, so 3DS and Wii U. I mean, I'm sure it's possible, but I mean, in a recent podcast I heard a while ago, apparently Wii was designed to be quiet as possible.
Yeah.
So that's why there's such low specs apparently. So rather than having a few up in the specs a bit to sort of challenge the PS4 and Xbox One, it just for some reason decided going for something quiet was the best method to sell the Wii U, which I find really strange. But again, I don't know who's in charge of the actual marketing side at Nintendo, so I can't say.
Yeah, I mean, because really, we've gotten all the Flappy Birds, but really, yeah, I think it's the marketing that's really hurting Nintendo. I mean, if I was gonna market the Wii, it's the Wii U. It's not the Wii. This new system has access to the Virtual Console. Virtual Console? What's the Virtual Console? Remember those games you played back in the day in the 1980s? Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and so-and-so, you know, and keep on going about, and games that haven't, you know, Ninja Gaiden, you know, and just go down the list of each one. I make 5 different commercials with different games. You know, me, I'm going to always put Monster Party in there somewhere. RC Pro-Am, remember that game? You know, and, you know, then automatically I'll put Pac-Man up there, but I think, I don't know if Nintendo still has the rights to Pac-Man from Tengen, because remember, there's 2 different Pac-Mans. But those, I would push that, and a lot of people are like, well, Warren, you wouldn't get not one cell. Like, yes, I would, because a lot of parents will think it's a simplistic system. They have access to all the games, and they don't, because there are people who, like us, we buck against the digital download thing. I bucked against it a little bit, but as you can see now, it doesn't really bother me that much, but I do want my games on disc, but I have a whole bunch of iOS games that aren't on disc, and it doesn't bother me because I know my account is always there. So therefore, I know, well, you know, unless something happens to Apple, I have no problems. But getting my point was that they should push that basically toward the teens and the parents that, you know, were gamers back in the day who have kids now. The majority of them do know that, but that's what I would do. I would be pushing that Virtual Console, like, left and right and not pushing any new games. And then, like, how they just dropped the Mario 3D World, then, you know, that'll be, you know, more news and so forth. But as we already stated, you know, a lot of people think that the Wii U is just a tablet that you add on to the Wii. And I try to find that hard to believe until I heard someone say it out loud. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, you know. But in America, I haven't seen, you know, I'm trying to think. I haven't seen not one Wii U commercial, really, myself. So... But yeah, their marketing really needs to get picked up a little bit.
It's hard to know where Nintendo's going to go with the marketing strategy, what little strategy there is. Sorry, there's a problem with my card in a second. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so... Basically, Nintendo just need to sit down and decide how best to advertise the games and how to show their systems, the systems to go for, and why people should develop exclusives for them, and why we use better.
Yeah, I mean... I will say this, I'm not even really interested in any exclusives. I really all the games over on old Nintendo and Super Nintendo. That's what I want access to. I'm going to eventually buy the cartridge, but if I can get my hands on a digital copy first for half the price, I'm going to say no more than $15 for a Super Nintendo game and no more than $12 for an old Nintendo game. Grant, the game should be around, like, you know, $1.99 tops to $3.99. But, you know, some games I am willing to pay up to $15. Like, Axley, of course I want to pay $15 for that game. Bubsy the Cat, I pay about $7.99 for that because it's a nice game. Boogerman, of course I'll pay $15 because that game is worth its money, you know, and it's a high replay value. Grant, it's a digital version, but I also want to have it where I can actually back the game up to a flash drive, which makes me feel more safe, if I can say that. And it should have my information stuck on it so I can't give it to you, you know, to thwart pirating, you know. I mean, I think they should just really just release one game for like 99 cents with no DRM on it and see how it travels and see how much is actually pirated, which I really doubt it would be, you know, by today's age. But
not many people would pirate it, it wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'll tell you about it. If I can give you a copy of it, say, I mean, really, they should have where you can, like, I can give you a copy of the game, but it's a demo when you get it, you know, until you buy it, it says demo. Granted, I mean, you can just go download the demo yourself, really. But, you know, because I remember Xbox had that, too. Remember when they had it where you can actually send friends saying, hey, I like this game, go check it out. They took that out now, and a few indie games have it where you can actually still send things saying, hey, I made 40,000 on leaderboard, beat my score, and it'll give you a link to the game, and you click on it and you go there. I love that, but they removed it, so, you know. But Nintendo should really, you know, they need to rethink their game just a little bit. It's not the 80s anymore, nor the 90s. It's 2014, and you've been out since 2012. It's time to move.
Certainly is.
You know, I mean, they're never going to go under. I mean, I'm not worried about that, but I'm just more worried about the fans who put their money out and bought the Wii U. That's what I'm more worried about, because if they get mad, that's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, because I know John Game for 71 is currently boycotting Nintendo because of all the decisions they're making. I think it's mostly down to, I mean, there's other factors that's made him stop buying new or upcoming Nintendo products. Nintendo's part responsible for one of his videos being ad blocked or something.
Yeah,
I think this is the game. He did a game and watch review. He was talking about one of the game watch games, and YouTube flagged him for it, and
yeah.
And said they couldn't do anything about it, apparently. So that's, because I think Nintendo at the moment seems to be going after the wrong people. So people who might be pirating Nintendo games or doing something with the Nintendo service to make it less friendly.
Yeah, I think they're random. I spoke to him about it because everybody was asking, kind of like all concerned, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he said that. You know, he said, hey, it's his opinion, and that's what he opinions. I mean, we talked about it because I was I don't know. I feel what he's, I know what he's talking about because, I mean, I got flagged, but not by a game company, by some rock band I posted some music on I actually had my custom music playing, and I did not know that. With Burnout Paradise, and it was just me and some friends, like, I was sitting here, you know, maybe we were just sitting here playing, and I posted it, and all of a sudden, you know, maybe like 3 months down the road, and these things only have like less than 1,000 views, you know, and it's no big deal, so I basically made them unlisted. I think I deleted one that was like, I think like 1,200 or 5,000 hits, somewhere around the area, because it got a lot of hits for no reason. I guess my friends shared it with their friends or whatever, but the rest of them, you know, they're all under 1,000, but this band basically somehow saw the music or heard the music or whatever, so they went and ticked one by one each video. Every other week they would tick another one, and these were videos that were up, so they could have ticked all of them at one time if they really, but I just think they're just trying to annoy me, and so I was like, whatever, I just unlist everything. So I did, you know, I didn't get mad, but I will say my last ding, and I didn't get a mark or anything, I just say, when I say ding, I get a warning. Item number 9, I think that's it. 4 podcasts ago, I guess. YouTube put me up with a copyright infringement on the music on one of my videos, and I'm like, no. So I said, you know, I was going to just let it slide, but I was going to say, nah, I put this up for my people to see it, and they liked it. So I said, no, this music, I bought it. It was, you know, stock music, you know, royalty-free, and here are all the links. Go check it, but I haven't heard anything back from them, so I guess it's okay. I haven't checked to see if they took the little, you know, the little warning saying, hey, this has been questionable or whatever they put on your video. I didn't go back to check that yet, but
I've lost two of my videos. I had one GTA 5 one took down a while back, and then more recently I've recorded a Mega Man video. It had been up about 2 days, like a video of me playing Mega Man 2, and that got took down because someone claimed that they had the music rights to it. And I don't know who has the music rights to Mega Man other than Capcom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I noticed that too. And that's why I was like, that makes no sense. So YouTube, they really need to quit that. I mean, and my cousin kind of warned me of this, like, yo, Warren, you know you don't have the rights to use that video, right? He didn't really say what he meant. And actually, when I was playing Dead or Alive 4 on Xbox, if you watch it before the thunderstorm rolls up, it basically writes everything in there saying, if you don't have the rights to duplicate, blah, 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 record, I'm like, crap. And so it took me a while, but I went ahead and made a video anyway. I said, hey, if they want to take it down, they can take it down. It was just me playing a game. I'm not going to put a lot of hard work into it like I did a lot of my other videos, which, you know, they're just, you know, I thought fighting games were dying, and that's how we got our first prop. Awful. You know, a lot of people came and watched it and listened to it, and, you know, it was fun. But I don't want to put a lot of work into my stuff just for them to say, oh, that's copyright, can't use it. So I'm thinking... Right now, my thoughts are just make a black video and talk like how we're talking right now, and make another video of me playing. While that has the sound of nothing but the video game, the black video has like how we're talking right now, and I say press play on this one. That way, I get my monetary or whatever it is on the black video, and then on the actual video game, it's not monetized. So therefore, hey, you can say whatever you want to. That video has nothing to really do to me. So I'm just trying to figure out a way to get around it, but it's really a headache. You know, really, you put all that time in to record the footage and set up your dialogue and, you know, get into, you know, talking for about, 20 or 30 minutes, and then chop that down to, if you can, 15 minutes, if you do that. Me, I don't do that anymore. I just talk, you know. But they should understand that, you know, I don't know. It's just, I think it's just plain out stupid, really.
Yeah, hasn't been any copyright infringement claims on any of mine, because I've done several reviews, and things have been like one or two incidents, but nothing too major. But
because I've only watched maybe 15 of your videos, and I can't really remember if you did you point the camera at the TV, or did you actually do direct recording?
Well, I haven't really got the recording equipment to record, unfortunately. I mean, I'm still looking to try and do that at some point, but...
The reason I'm saying that, because I will say the videos that I did, they were directly recorded, but I have other videos where I pointed at the screen. Like, I had one video when Capcom, this is way before the ID contest, so I don't even think this is relevant, but someone got a hold. Well, I was acting kind of crazy, as you know, sometimes I get really animated, and that was when Capcom released it, Street Fighter HD Remix, and a lot of stuff got through, and I'm just talking off the cuff, where it's, oh my gosh, how did they do this? How did this get through? You know, this is so dumb, you know, because basically if you stay in the lobby for more than two fights, your name, if you're Ryu, whoever you are next, becomes Ryu, even if you're Chun-Li or Blanka. And I recorded it. I wasn't doing this for no one to see except for my friends. Well, someone at Street Fighter Devotion or Capcom Unity, they found it, and they posted it on Capcom's website. And they're like, thank you, Warren G Online. And I was like, who are you? You know, but they fixed that issue within 3 days. So, but I think because you point at your screen, it can't get that algorithm down. So if you did direct things, then you'll be getting probably a lot more. Because I know I've seen a lot of your stuff, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know.
Yeah, a lot of my older videos are I record directly off the TV screen. I mean, other reviews I've done, I've actually managed to get footage for, which can be difficult sometimes to find some decent footage online, which I can use. But the ones I've used the footage for from online, I haven't had any claims against them. So far it's been okay for my channel. I am planning on doing some more views for the channel, but it's about getting around to them at the moment. But again, yeah, that's beside the point. I think basically YouTube needs to back down. I know why they're doing this, but they need to realise that not everyone's out there to make money off other people's work. They're there to promote work. The work, and also other people who've put time and effort into doing things. So That's what YouTube needs to realise and make it more user-friendly for those people who are trying to make a living off promoting other people's work.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all I see. I mean, this is just like in the 80s, you know, you're talking, it's word of mouth. You know, some people got, you know, get a lot of good followers. I mean, I've seen videos that have maybe like 6 or 7 views, and then I'll share it, you know, if it has something that I want. You know, and even if it's not, it might be, hey, this person needs some views. It's like, okay, you know, I might get them like 50 or 60 views, but that's, you know, that's kind of me, you know, just sharing it. I'll tweet it, you know. But yeah, they need to do something about that and stop hurting people, you know.
Exactly, because at this rate, another company's going to turn around and say, well, we don't look at copyright infringement. We can, as our country doesn't follow that same law, so upload all your stuff on here. So
yeah,
because I can see it happen. That's what
sometimes they
put
videos. So
yeah, YouTube needs some competition from other sites. I think that's what's going to probably sort this problem out, because once YouTube realizes, wait, we're pushing everyone away and we're not getting as much revenue anymore, let's get rid of this copyright policy and or change it so it's harder for people to claim against any material.
Yeah, it's not that easy to do, because they say if you do falsify stuff, they can get you for that. They kind of ding you for it. But I just think they should, you know, take that ID content thing off. Okay, like, say right now, say, like, you took one of my songs right now, and, I don't know, maybe you got 4 million views. Am I going to be upset at you for doing that? No, because 4 million people have heard my song because of you, you know? So that's how I look at it. Now, don't get me wrong now. Say you took my song and then said it was yours and now have an actual direct link to it to download it for 99 cents. Heck yeah, I'm coming after you because you're selling my song. Thank you for doing that, but take it down now. You know, I'll give you 1-shot warning. You have 3 months to take it down. So, you know, but that's how I look at stuff, to give you a fair chance. Because if you didn't know, you know, because I've seen people selling stuff. I'm like, you, like this one girl on Cafe Press. She made I think like $12,000 in 1 month. And how she did it was she took Napoleon Dynamite images off Google and put them on shirts and sold them. When they found out about that, they went shut it down. She shut down that first day. But she had been up and running for almost like a month and like 2 weeks or something like that. I mean, it was kind of funny because you would think that, you know, she would know better. Granted, she was under 25. But it was like crazy. That's a copyrighted image. You can't use that. If you could do that, anyone else could do it. I would love to get Transformers and pick the ones I like and make my own T-shirts with them saying, yeah, boy, you rock, whatever. But yeah, the copyright thing, it's a little sticky sometimes, but this thing with YouTube, you're promoting it. You're not stealing it. You're not taking it. You're not saying it's yours. You're viewing it, and you're talking about it. Me, I do all of it. I actually play the game without talking, or I review it. I've reviewed like 2 games, I think, 2 or 3 games. I don't really review games that much. I talk about games more than review them, but they do need to do something about that. No, they really do, because what's his name? CG? Was it Classic Game Room? He just left. I mean, he's still there, but, you know, yeah, if you want to see more juicier stuff, you have to go to his website, which is basically what I like anyway. You know, I know where to go, you know, but, you know, YouTube just makes it easier because, you know, I can just click on this thing and done.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, so YouTube's main appeal of it, but it's easy to find videos. So if it's a particular website with a particular video, then obviously you have to go through the process of looking for that video. But if it's just like on YouTube, or if there's like a YouTube trailer and then there's like a little link to that the full video, then I mean it simplifies the process. But I don't know.
Yeah, but we'll see.
Yeah, this is the opening basically going back to Nintendo. This is so Nintendo gets back to looking at the strategies and it says, right, we need to sell more software. How are we going to do that, or how are we going to get people to buy a Wii U's, and how are we going to make it so that people own a 3DS and a Wii U as well, while it's with their own both systems?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't own either. I was considering getting a 2D, yes, but I want to finish my N64 collection before I do that.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely say 3DS is worth picking up. I mean, there's plenty of great titles, so maybe probably when they start to get if you get yourself a decently priced pre-owned 3DS with a bundle of games, then I'd say that'd be worth going for.
Yeah.
So I was going to buy one at Eurogamer, because, like, show discounts and that, but I think I want to finish off my N64 collection before I buy any other systems.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because most people like myself, you know, hey, I don't need a Wii U. My 3DS suffices. It keeps me happy. You know. I like to say it has a few games. My thing has a lot of games. It has about, 30 games, I think? 30 or more? So. But yeah. But Nintendo does need to answer that question. Why would people have both? You know, why? You know, that wasn't even really a question back in the day. Excuse me. Back in the day, if you have a Nintendo, you're going to get a Game Boy no matter what. You know, if you can afford it. That's the only question with that. If you can afford it.
Yeah, and considering the economic climate at currently, wouldn't it make more sense to make games as affordable as possible, give it a good reason why the Wii U is the value for money, where the other systems will cost you more, the games cost more.
Yeah, that tablet is what brings the price up on the Wii U in the first place anyway. The tablet is like 100 and something bucks. Take the tablet out, the thing's on like, $199, like when the Wii first came out. You know, that was a magic number, $199. I mean, who couldn't afford that in 3 months? You know?
Yeah, but hopefully as time goes on, the parts become cheaper to produce, so then the remote will be... Well, it won't be like cheap as in cheap fee, but hopefully be able to produce the parts needed more efficiently and a cheaper rate, so...
Yeah, I mean, honestly, really, if Nintendo, I mean, this is my personal thing. Like I said, we already talked about the integration, but if Nintendo wanted me to, if Nintendo wanted me to go right now, today, literally, I mean, I'm going to drop a lot, probably sell some of my few games so I can afford it, meaning, and be happy with doing what I do. If they said that Mario Paint U, and it was like Mario Paint from Super Nintendo coming out, you know, how that came out, but with a lot more tools, an online library with free and paid content from artists from around the world, and I can also draw my own stuff, submit it also, and also I could sell my art too, meaning like I draw maybe like a, you see my Facebook where I have a black mushroom and a red one, that's, you know, it's not mine per se, I mean, yeah, I made it in 3D, but say I made one with fuchsia, and I've uploaded it, you know, 99 cents as a stamp, or whatever, you know, whatever in a collection, but they said that and said, hey, yeah, we Mario Paint U is coming out next week. Heck yeah, I'm going to buy me a Wii U. Why? I now have a reason to have it. I know it sounds bad, but if you ever played Mario Paint, that game is like three games in one. You have painting, music, and that one game, the Flytrap game, which is what made me actually play it a lot, was the fly swatter game. I mean, it sounds very, I don't know, cheesy. But me and my little sister and nephews, we love that game. When we got tired of drawing, we play just see if we can get that base. I was like Flappy Birds, or who can get the highest number of flies, you know. And then if they announce Zelda U, you know, those are the only two games that'll make me move. Mario 3D World, awesome, but I'm sorry, my favorite Super Mario game is gonna be Super Mario World, and yeah, I love Mario Sunshine, so you know, I kind of already got my fix. I'm not trying to put down Mario World. 3D Mario World. I'm just saying, it looks great, and the cat suit blows my mind. But for 200 and some change, I can play Super Mario World and be happy. So,
well, yeah. Nintendo are like the only company out of Sony, Microsoft, and like themselves who sell the consoles and like make a profit on them, because Microsoft and Sony both sell making a loss and hope they'll make it back on software. So if Nintendo were willing to take a loss, like, in terms of the Wii U and sell it for slightly cheaper so that they make more on the software, I think they might stand a little bit more of a chance, but I still don't think it would make, like, a massive difference in terms of sales. Because I think now, like, the Wii U's already died, and unless they have some amazing marketing campaign, it's never going to come back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say I agree with that totally, because I'm looking behind the curtain, and I see all the stuff they can do. But if they don't do it, then yes, you are correct. Because there's so many things they could do right now with the Wii U. They could bring out some web-only programs. I mean, the one thing I will say I want to see them do with the DSi, then the 3DS, and now the Wii U, since it has a camera on the tablet, I want to see more games where I can draw my own characters. I want, like, I don't know if you remember a game, RPG Maker or Fighter Maker, where you make your own content for the game. I want that where it's a lot easier, where you just say, hey, I'm going to make a new Mario game, and your little sister, with her terrible little 3-year-old drawing skills, say, hey, draw me a Mario level. And she draws a little squiggly line, and she draws little squiggly blocks, then she draws a little squiggly Mario, and then you want to erase that part of it. When you take the camera from the tablet, take a picture of that, then you go in digitally and remove Mario, or put a square around him saying, hey, this is Mario. And basically what they do is they animate it where he has, you know, the run feature, so they just, you know, cut the image up a little bit. And then you take her level, what she drew, that's, you know, like a 3-year-old would draw, and you would go in and color it, and then all of a sudden, you know, okay, you click finish, you know, it may take you like 20 minutes to make all this stuff up. And then all of a sudden you got a level to play, and there it is. And you can trade these levels. That's what I want to see on those systems with the camera. And I made a video called it's with Squiggly Fish, where it basically does exactly that. Well, Squiggly Fish, it lets you make the little fish that's underwater, or you take any picture you want. As long as it's outlined really well, it'll take a picture of it. And then there's this game called Pickly, and it lets you actually make the level that you play on. And that was released back in, I think, like 2011. And I was like, wow, they can do that now. So there's no excuse for Nintendo, you know, to not do that. And I know we have Little Big Planet. It's a great game, but that's not what I wanted. I want to be able to take my own art and put it, because I have a lot of friends who are artists, and that would be perfect for them to basically do what people are doing on YouTube, except they're using their own graphics, and musicians can make music for games for you to download that's copyright free, where you just buy it and say, hey, this is mine, you know, but here, you can use it, because I uploaded it for you to use it. You know, some change off of it. And so...
Yeah, so I'm sure they could make a decent do a Super Mario level editor game, so you can create your own level. I'm sure they can do that. So maybe the next Super Mario game, make it a 2D game, and then maybe perhaps with some 3D elements if they feel people can actually develop simple 3D worlds, or maybe give them templates for 3D worlds. Because I've seen online people edited the original Super Mario world and made their own levels. I mean, difficult levels, next to impossible to do because you have to time it right, jumping on the bullet bills and everything. But that is something that could be possible. So if they take that, so you can actually edit your own Mario levels and then submit them for your friends to play.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And that's what keeps people playing the console. You know, I mean, that's what will keep me playing it, because like I said, my Wii was not really a Wii. It was a Wii for the first 2 months, maybe. Played tennis for the first few months. That was awesome. Then played Mario Galaxy. That was awesome. But after that, GameCube only. My unit is only for GameCube. Netflix and internet, and that's it. And I don't use the Netflix or the internet on it that much anymore at all now. So, you know, but that will be neat if they did that. And the 3D thing, that's simple and easy. You know, all you do is take it and you draw a square on the thing and take a picture of it, put it in the game, and say 2D or 3D. And it'll take the lines and make it into a block, just like how it should look in the game. And then, and say you want to go in and color it, instead of putting a question mark or exclamation mark on it, say you want to put a smiley face on it, then so be it. Then put a smiley face on it. But it's done just like the block in the game. It takes those, you know, even if you make it a super-sized giant block, it does the same exact thing to it. It's just a super-sized giant block, you know. So that could be done. There's if you would have asked me that back in 2010, I would not know how to do that. But after 2011, after what was it? Oh, I'm sorry. iPad. iPad has that same technology in it actually. With when you draw stuff, it draws it and it turns it into 3D. You're drawing in 2D. You draw a circle, it'll make a circle ball in 3D, and it drops into the screen. So, therefore, that technology is there. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be good to see a mind Minecraft Wii U version with maybe like exclusive textures and maybe tools. I mean, you could easily use a little touchpad on the Wii U controller as a method of actually maybe laying out how you're going to map the area. I mean, that could be as like a useful tool because as you're building, you want to know what the landscape looks like. So maybe as a map screen or inventory.
That would be awesome. That would be exclusive for the Wii U itself, right there. Cause I would love that. When I can draw my own little. How we took a lot of time to keep building stuff and then we get blown up. Like, no, let's just go in the aerial view, take the stylus, draw a square out, say, and then go in and say, hey, make it 4 feet high by this high, and then just keep going over and over, and then done.
Yeah, just let the elves have a little pattern on the ground. So maybe if you want to build a house or build something, and you've got a sort of layout of how it's going to look. Because then, as you're building it, often if it's not even, then you want to take it all down and start again. But if you have every little layout, then you know how to set it out and make most of the space.
Yeah, exactly.
With the materials you've crafted.
Mhm. Yeah, that would be awesome if they did that.
Yep, so Nintendo, I do hope you're listening. I doubt it, but if someone at Nintendo happens to listen to it, even if it's the janitor at the Nintendo offices, I mean, just slip a little bit of paper and just give them our ideas. I mean, this is something that would help sell the Wii U, but unless you're willing to do more things for the Wii U, it will. Probably die off without enough third-party support.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But any other points to raise about Nintendo or Flappy Bird?
Flap, flap. Don't hit the pipe. No, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm finished.
Yes, so should we go on to what we've been watching recently? Okay, we might have to retrack back to when we did it last time on, because obviously part of the episode didn't record. So we might have to retrack if there's anything we've forgotten. Let's see, I mean, I mentioned this before, but finished watching The Walking Dead Season 3.
Okay.
Yeah, which is really good, so I need to try and catch Season 4. I mean, I'll either wait till it comes out on Blu-ray, or if I can catch it on TV, I'll try and do that. Because I'm looking forward to see what happens next season. What else? That's been too much, really. I can remember or think of. I mean, seen a bit of this Pokemon Bargain Hunt. Not sure if you've ever seen it. What one? It's basically Pokemon UK, where two people find an antiques expert and go off bargain hunting around car boot sale or flea market, that sort of place.
Yeah, we have some guys who, they're not bargain hunters, I forget what they're called. They basically go around looking, they'll come to your house and say, hey, I see you have a nice old truck, do you want to sell it? Or do you have a bike, basically like old antique type stuff, they want to offer you prices on it. So we have something similar to that, I can't remember the name of it. It's a big show, but I haven't watched it in forever. Pickers, that's it, I'm sorry. It's called Pickers, American Pickers.
Oh yeah, I've heard that. I watched an episode of it a while ago. I mean, is it the one where they open up, break the locks off and then open up and show what's inside?
No, that's
Storage Hunters,
yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And Storage Wars.
Yeah, Storage Wars is what I was thinking about, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but bargaining's pretty fun. It's interesting to see sometimes. I mean, remember, went sit like in the background of what one episode I saw, there was like a Pac-Man glass thing. Or like a little glass thing, maybe starts to go in a window or something, or like a bar.
Uh-huh.
It's really interesting, but obviously they didn't pick it up, so couldn't see if it was worth anything or not. So, but yeah, that's always fun to watch. What else? I saw a bit of the Olympics today, a bit of the bobsledding.
Oh, okay.
For the Winter Olympics, I mean, I remember in 2012 making a big fuss over what's going on in the Summer Olympics. Remember us talking about that, but I haven't really been watching the Winter Olympics much, but it's fun to watch for a few minutes, if there's anything, if it, to see how they do the bobsled and everything, but honestly, I haven't been watching too much. I started to watch Life of Brian the other day, but I haven't finished watching that yet, but funny little movie by Monty Python.
Uh-huh.
So I need to finish watching Life of Brian. But that's really about it, really.
Mm. Well, a recap of what I'm watching. Actually, I finally finished The Event. It's a cartoon series. Only two seasons. The Avengers, Earth, Mightiest Heroes. That was awesome. Caught me off guard. I loved it. It's really great. You should watch it. It's like watching a movie in cartoon format. Really good. Some sad scenes in there, too. This morning, I just watched Now You See Me. I was going to post them on Facebook, but you called me before I can do it. But basically, it makes you think the movie is about magic, and it's not. It's really, really good. I would say watch it. It's really, and Woody Harrelson's in there. I did not know he was in there. And on top of that, really, I'm not watching anything else. Of course, I watched Supernatural. I'm still watching that. I haven't watched the episode in a while. My friends are trying to make me watch American Horror, American Horror Stories, and House of Cards, which I need to sit down because those are very dramatic, and I don't know what it is. I love Kevin Spacey, but for some reason I just can't sit still long enough to grasp the content of the video. But I think that's really it for me for watching anything, because I don't really watch too much of anything. Oh, Helix on Sci-Fi with the virus. Yeah, I watched that, but slowly I'm kind of losing a little interest because they're trying to make it more romantic and full of too much drama instead of sci-fi. But that's all I'm doing. That's all I'm watching.
What about you, Joe?
I've been watching the RoboCop animated series. Then I started watching, but I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's sort of like, it was made to combat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but it didn't work too well. It's called Biker Mice from Mars. I've been watching that. I've just basically been watching like a lot of cartoons that I used to watch when I was younger. And apart from that, I've been trying to finish Breaking Bad, but I can't get back into it really. And I've just started watching Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Sons of Anarchy is hot. The only reason why I watched that, I happened to watch it because I saw Ron Perlman was in it, but I did not know, I always call her Peg. I'm sorry. You know her name, but she's in it, and her performance is, like, awesome. Scary to a point. Once you get used to it, it's all right. But, yeah, Sons of Anarchy, awesome show. Awesome. I want more.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
It sort of reminded me to like a certain extent. I don't know if you ever played GTA Lost and Damned, but I liked that game a lot, and I got recommended that TV series. And it sort of reminds me of really like tiny bits, like the Biker Gang and that. Reminds me a bit of Lost and Damned.
Yeah, and the bikers and the trafficking and bike shop. Yeah, it's pretty good. They could make a game out of that. I mean, it would have to be online though. But then. Kind of promotes illegal activity, but still fun. Yeah, Priest, the one black guy who was like the politician or whatever. Oh my god,
yes.
Oops. He is bad. I'll start almost ruining something, but yeah, he is bad. Oh, I did not know he was that bad. I thought he was just a rumor. Ooh, he's worse. But yeah, good show.
Okay, so on to what we've been playing recently. I'll just go over quickly what I've been playing. A bit more of Animal Crossing, but not too much. I mean, starting to not play it as much as I used to. I mean, it's still a fun game, don't get me wrong, but it gets a bit samey. I mean, collecting fruit and then selling it to make money to expand the house and to buy new things for the town. Not as it's a terrible game anyway. It's nice to sit down and play it, but it's just just one of those thing, but it's still fun when I do pick up and play. I've also been still playing the Street Pass games on the 3DS. So I've been like the Mii Force one. So that's basically if you collect the more if you get past people, you can use their abilities. So if you like a dark blue, you can knock shoot like a wave attack, or if you're certain colours, it has different abilities for what sort of attacks you do. So I think one of the blue colours is actually homing missiles, so that can be useful. And if you upgrade, it's hard to explain, but you can collect up to 10 Miis per session or per game you play on there. So if you have, you can upgrade 3 times the same weapon. So you can up the level, so it'd be like level 1 attack, and it could be a level 2 attack. And level 3 if you have like the same colours matching. But you can still upgrade with other ones, I think. But that's probably the most fun I've had. And also the haunted house one as well. I forget what's called, but basically you collect pieces and match them up so you can find treasure and fight ghosts. And also find the stairs to access one of the 30 floors. Yeah, so there's a bit of strategy as well, because you can upgrade weapons, create gems, and obviously you've got limited inventory, but you can store them like in interdimensional pocket things. So I can store 99 items, and you can store 8 items on you at any point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so those are games have the most fun, and the other ones, the garden one, it's okay, but nothing I spend very long on at all. It's just so I can get the plaza tickets, because if you collect plaza tickets, you can also use them to unlock hats, which are available on different days.
Uh huh.
So you know what you get on street pass quest.
Right.
You can actually buy them at certain points. I think it changes every day or every 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's main reason. But well, play the garden once to get the plaza ticket. So if you create so many plants, or you do so much activities, and you get a plaza ticket, which you can spend on hats or outfits rather.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, which is like a battle game where you take over several 20 countries, so you build your armies up, and then basically use like rock, paper, scissors. And there's a little bit of strategy to it, but it's not much really. It's just partly down to luck with rock, paper, scissors, and also down to numbers. So the bigger your army is, the more likely you are to take out a country.
Right.
Apart from that, started to play Mario Party Island Tour on the 3DS.
Oh, really? You like it?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, the goal's not the same. As other ones. So basically, aims to get to the end of the board as quickly as you can. So it's basically like sort of snakes and ladders sort of thing.
Oh.
So basically, go from start to finish as quickly as you can. So the more steps you take, the quicker you can get there. But there's also hazards along the way, and I mean, it's a fun enough game. But wouldn't say it's my favourite Mario Party game, but it's good for the handheld anyway. So we've yet to try it with some friends on the street, using the Street Pass or download play feature, so you can play up to four players.
Mm-hmm.
Using download play, so that should be fun once we get to try that out. And the other game, I've been playing a bit of Sleeping Dogs on Xbox 360.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. Not the best game, but for what it is, it's pretty good. Also a bit of Dead Island, which I mentioned last time on. Which again is it's fun. Not my favorite zombie game. And to finish off with, I'll round off by saying I played the second episode of The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. Yeah, I mean, there's a twist at the beginning, there's a twist at the end, and which I won't give away for anyone who hasn't played it yet. But yeah, it was good. Good. I mean, the only problem I've had really is that because I did buy the season pass, but when I tried to download it, it charged me for doing it, so I got to try and get my money back on that.
Oh wow.
If I can, but so I'll have to see.
All right.
Yeah, but it's good because unlike the Walking Dead, where decisions can change the outcome of what happens with the Wolf Among Us, it's basically about solving a crime and how you solve that crime's up to you. So you're going to be the good cop, the bad cop, or somewhere in the middle. It's fun to see which sort of direction you can take it because depending on how you treat certain people depends on the act on you. So if you're not friendly with them, they might be more willing to give out information, or if you threaten them more, they might hold information back or try and lie to you.
Right.
Yeah. So it's good lot investigating, trying to solve the crime. So getting into it story wise and. What I still put before the Walking Dead, it is a good little filler in between waiting for episodes of The Walking Dead, so... I'd say check out the second episode, because it's got a good twist at the beginning and at the end, so... And it's more like story-driven, so there's not much interactivity. There are some scenes where you like look at objects and items or interact with people, but it's more about like progress in the story, so going from one place to another. But still fun. So I recommend at least maybe trying it out or having a look, or checking out a spoiler-free review of it.
Yeah.
But that's really about it for me. So on to you guys.
That's it. I haven't been playing much. I've been playing on Xbox 360. I finally got a controller, and I'll try to message you, but I never got around to it. I want to make sure it's not going to turn off. I've been playing Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. I came back to that. I played, what was that? Aqua Life, which is not really... It's a game on rails. It's for kids, but I like it. It's underwater. I've gotten all the achievements, but there's some things I want to do inside the game. Then on, of course, on 3DS, Animal Crossing, and I was playing a little bit of Pushmo again, just a little bit. Then on iPad, I'm playing Kingdom Rush. I already completed the game. I get 3 stars. And Flappy Birds. No, and that's really about it. I haven't played anything else. I'm supposed to be playing Todd Tasmanian Tiger on GameCube on my Wii, but I haven't come back yet. So that's really it. Joe?
I've been playing... Oh, let me think. I've been playing through Dynasty Warriors Advance. I haven't really enjoyed that, to be honest. I thought it was a bit rubbish compared to, like, the main console ones because of, like, the way it breaks of combat, like, a fair bit. I mean, I don't know if either of you have played it or are familiar with, like, the series.
Yeah, what is it? What is that on? I've never heard that version before. What is that on? Is it on PlayStation?
Game Boy Advance.
Dynasty Warriors?
Yeah, it's called Dynasty Warriors Advance.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought it was only on Play. I thought it was Sony. Oh, wait, no, you're talking about the sim game, I guess. The war sim?
The war game, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Dynasty War is the one with the battle batons and twisting and combos. Okay, I'm sorry. Wow, yeah, that's way back.
But, yeah, that's good, but it's not as good as the other ones because the way it, like, really breaks up combat. Like, it's hard to explain, really, but it makes it more of a strategy game than, like, a fighting game like the main system ones are.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Then I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 3 on Xbox, but I haven't really got too far into that. At the minute, I'm playing, like, right now, I've got GTA 5 on, but I'm just, like, messing about in that. And then in terms of, like, more retro stuff, I've been trying to play through Mega Man 2, but that's proving quite hard because, like, it's basically just trial and error with that with me at the minute. And I've been trying to play through Super Mario 64, but I'm not too far into it because I haven't had much time to just sit down and play it yet. But apart from that, that's really about it.
Good selection there.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, it's getting on a bit, so I think we'll start to wrap things up by mentioning any highlights of the week we might have, or past couple of weeks, considering last week's fiasco. But any highlights for you, Joe?
Not really, like, in gaming or anything. I haven't really got any, but I got myself a job.
I want one!
I've got more money now to spend on games, which is quite good, but that's the only, like, highlight I've really had.
No, it's good. I mean, having a bit more money in your hands to spend on games, I mean, can't complain with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a spare job, just let Warren know. I'm sure he'll come over for that, won't you, Warren?
Oh, yeah. My visa ready. Here I come.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're working in a garden centre. It's not exactly the best job, but at least I've got some more money to spend on games.
Yeah, but yes, fair enough. A job's a job at the end of the day, so...
Yeah,
you can await whatever job you have.
Well, I don't hate my job. I like my job, but I'm not going to go on about it, so...
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I don't really have any highlights of the week. If I don't say how the week, my camera equipment came in, kind of, but one bit works just fine, but the other bit, I don't know. I think I'm going to leave it like a half-bad review, even though it's been over 2 weeks now. For them to respond because they did not include a spring or something like that inside of it. So I can't use my Steadicam until I fix that. Because I can't adhere my camera to the... I'm happy. The other one works. The shoulder mount, it works great. I need more practice with it. So hope I'll be shooting some kind of great paranormal video later this month, hopefully.
That sounds good. For me, there's not much to speak about as a highlight. I mean, I got a couple new SNES games, NTSC, for my collection. But I'd say one highlight might be that I picked up a cassette tape of Raymond Briggs, The Man, from a charity shop. I paid about 35p for it, which was about 50 cents, roughly. Okay. And it's sealed, and I mean, I can't find a price on it. I mean, it might be quite rare, it might be worthless, but looking at some other ones, because they're quite similar to it, by PG Chips, which is the back brand of tea over here. Looking at about £7 worth, which is about $10 or more. So, yeah, not a bad little find. I mean, only paid 35p for it. I mean, it might be worth something, it might not be, but I've got a rough idea what it might be worth, so. Yeah, it's, apart from a couple of pickups, that's pretty much it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, well, I think the recording software's actually recorded it this time. I mean, fingers crossed, but Warren, you've got a backup, haven't you?
Yeah, of course, yes.
Yep, so, but yeah, again, to everyone, apologies for last week. It should be episode 70, but for certain reasons, this is episode 69 again, so...
Oh, no, this is episode 70. Yeah. It just sucks that they missed out. I mean, I try to do the synopsis. I mean, I say we can probably try to fake a little bit of it and make it funny and keep it, like, maybe 10 minutes long. Yeah. We zoom through everything really quick. It's just me and you, and if Gail wants to show it real quick, but it's going to be turbo.
Yeah.
If you ask questions, I mean, I probably wouldn't ask the questions correctly anyway, but I'll try to, you know, put the answers. But no, that's the something. But no, this should be 70. Let's hit 70, you know.
Yeah.
Try to put something up, you know, for it, in front of it.
Yeah, well, I might post like, the original episode 69 at some point, maybe like edit it out or something, like show what we did get up to. I think it was question 7 before everything stopped working, so...
Well, yeah, so what I can do, I can probably, how about this, I'll send you a voice file of me just reading what I wrote. There's not much, so you can do all question 7. Sorry, everybody, but the podcast has been cut off, so this is what happened and what you missed out on, you know, something crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's only 2 minutes birthday, you know, malfunctions happen. So. But all right.
All right, but quick thanks to Joe for being on. Thanks for being on.
Jack, thanks for having me.
No problem, mate. Hope to have you back on again soon.
Hope to be on again soon.
Yep, welcome back anytime. And Juan, fat thanks as always.
You're welcome, man. Thank you for inviting me. I almost was going to wonder. I was like, ooh, are we having it today or what? But then you messaged me just 5 minutes after I thought that.
Okay, and for everyone else, thank you very much for listening. And until next time, we'll speak to you. So take care and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.